From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. An investigation has now determined the deadly U.S. strike against a Doctors Without Borders hospital in Afghanistan last month was primarily due to human error. That's based on a report issued by the Pentagon, which finds a mistaken target coupled with slow reaction on the part of U.S. forces led to the deaths of at least 30 people and the injury of several dozen others. U.S. Army General John Campbell leads international forces in Afghanistan.
The U.S. forces directly involved in this incident did not know the targeted compound was the MSF Trauma Center. The medical facility was misidentified as a target by U.S. personnel who believed they were striking a different building several hundred meters away where there were reports of combatants.
Some U.S. military personnel were suspended and could face possible disciplinary action. Despite calls from the hospital facility was under attack, it took U.S. forces approximately 17 minutes to realize they'd hit the facility by mistake. French Parliament has voted overwhelmingly today to continue airstrikes against ISIS in Iraq and Syria. Meanwhile, as NPR's Eleanor Beardsley explains, French President Francois Hollande is working to expand and strengthen the coalition against ISIS in the wake of the attacks.
After meeting with British Prime Minister David Cameron and President Obama on Monday and Tuesday, Hollande met with German Chancellor Angela Merkel Wednesday. Merkel pledged to help France in the fight against ISIS. Though Germany will not join airstrikes, Merkel said Germany would send more troops to help the French fight extremists in other hotspots, such as Mali.
Angela Merkel, la chancelière d'Allemagne.
Speaking in Paris, where the two leaders met, Hollande thanked Merkel, saying more German troops would free up French forces to focus on ISIS. Hollande heads to Moscow Thursday to try to convince President Vladimir Putin to concentrate airstrikes solely on ISIS and not other opposition groups. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Minneapolis police have arrested another man in connection with the non-fatal shootings of Black Lives Matter protesters earlier this week. Brent Williams of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
A spokesman for the Minneapolis Police Department says four men are in custody and they're not looking for any more suspects. Police say all the men are in their 20s, three are white and one is Asian American. Five people were wounded in the shooting, which occurred as protesters gathered near the site of a fatal shooting of a black man by two Minneapolis police officers earlier this month. They believe the shooting suspects are part of a white supremacist group who'd posted videos of themselves carrying guns on social media days before the attack. The Hennepin County Attorney's Office has until next week to decide whether or not to press charges against the suspects. For NPR News, I'm Brant Williams in Minneapolis.
Sales of new single-family homes recovered somewhat last month after a steep decline the previous month. Commerce Department reporting today new home sales rose 10.7% to a seasonally adjusted 495,000. A mixed close on Wall Street ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. The Dow was up a little over a point. The S&P 500 fell a fraction. This is NPR. German automaker Volkswagen says it expects a fix for its 1.6 and 2.0-liter diesel model vehicles in Europe will take less than an hour to put in place. That announcement comes as VW continues to pledge it will fix upwards of 11 million of its diesel-powered vehicles worldwide. VW has admitted the software was designed to turn on certain controls during emissions tests and turn them off during normal highway driving to boost performance. California, meantime, says it's demanding the recall of an additional 16,000 VW Audi and Porsche diesel-powered vehicles. The fight over a controversial New York subway ad is over. Promotions for Amazon's original series, The Man in the High Castle, featured Nazi-inspired imagery. It's now been taken down. NPR's Rose Friedman has that story.
The show is based on a 1962 novel by Philip K. Dick. In the book, the Allies have lost World War II and are living with the consequences.
What is this?
Newsreel film. It shows us winning the war.
Well, we didn't win the war.
Advertising for the show involved wrapping subway car seats. Red, blue, and white flags appeared with images of eagles and crosses that evoked Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio both expressed dislike for the ads. In response to criticism, Amazon released a statement about the show that did not directly address the ads, but a spokesperson for the Transportation Authority told NPR they've been removed. Rose Friedman, NPR News, New York.
Florida man convicted of murdering his wife, then posting a picture of her body on Facebook, has been convicted of second-degree murder. 33-year-old Derek Medina was in Miami court today. Medina said he posted the photos of his wife to show family members what had happened. I'm Jack Speer.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.